You're listening to a podcast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9.
It's been a pretty fabulous show this morning in
general. It has. And look, I was doing a bit of research last week to try and find some interesting stuff to talk about. And I was given some information about this survey that was done for working Australians and sort of how they handle their work life. And I thought it was really interesting. So the survey was done by these guys called ServiceNow. So basically they create digital workflows to like automate processes so people can have more time in their day to do like the good parts of their job rather than like the menial tasks. So I'm talking like calling IT or dealing with HR and stuff like that.
Photocopying.
Yeah, like, you know, doing your timesheets and putting your hours in and stuff like that that we all just hate. Anyone that works in an office environment knows this stuff is just boring and horrible.
Oh, yeah.
So they're all about like automating that and making it better. So the survey, it's really interesting because it asked all these working Australians what they thought about these sorts of tasks. And some of the stats are, so 53% of Aussie workers would actually give up a pay rise. So give up a rise in their pay to do work that's actually more meaningful. And 58% wish their work was more meaningful. And 67% of Aussies wouldn't take a job they knew would be unrewarding.
Yeah.
And that sort of spoke to me because, I mean, myself, I was in a job previously that it was quite unrewarding for me. I was there for a long time. I was in a management position and I often found that I spent huge chunks of my day doing tasks and things like boring admin stuff and meetings that didn't have to be meetings. That could have been emails, you know, by just wasting time on things that I really didn't enjoy and wasn't doing my actual job, which was coaching people and looking after my staff, to the point where I was really seeking a career change. And then I went down that path.
And you did it.
And I did it. And I got a career change and now I'm loving it and I'm really enjoying that job as well. There are some menial tasks in that job too, like there are in most jobs. And I think that that's kind of what this is about. You know, Aussies, we want to do things that mean something and that matter, not just boring bits and pieces that we have to do.
I think it's quite interesting as well. I've known you through this whole process of you being in your old job and studying into this new job as I worked with you at Checkpoint, our other show, and you as a person is so different now compared to then, just in terms of the time you can give and the energy that you have, because it's so clear that what you're doing now doesn't drain you to fumes, basically.
That's fair.
You're much more energetic and you've got such big ideas and you're ready to just like jump in and do things and go places. And it's super exciting to be kind of on this journey with you.
Oh, stop it. Feeling my glow. Oh, that's so nice. But it's funny though, even in these jobs, like we spend so much time doing tasks that are lame. Like Aussie workers spend 42% of their day on menial tasks, almost half their day on like menial stuff that they hate. You know,
that's ridiculous.
That's a lot of time. You know, 8-hour shift on average, right? So pretty much 4 hours a day is spent doing like awful, boring tasks that nobody likes.
Wow.
That's a lot. And this is, you know, nearly half this country that are doing, more than half the country that are dealing with this.
It would have been interesting if they could have linked this survey and, you know, the like mental health repercussions of doing such menial tasks and linking the two together and seeing if there is like correlation between people who do have jobs that they enjoy versus people who do spend 50% of their day doing boring stuff.
Exactly.
Menial is the correct term.
It must impact mental health. I mean, I think you feel it, you know, when you're in a job and you know you've got like a deadline for some really boring tasks, like your timesheets. Like with our job, we have to do these weekly, like daily timesheets, right? But then it's like they're due every week or it locks your account out completely.
What?
Yeah, it's really lame. So you have to do them, right? So you sort of go, well, hang on a second. I don't want to waste my time doing this boring task. I have like other fun things in my job that I want to do and that I have to get done. But you got to spend all this time like checking your hours and timing them all out and stuff. And it's just gross. So, I mean, it really would be nice to use that more effectively and in a more fun way.
I know so many people who would just like wait till the last day and then just burn through and be like, yep, this is what I did.
This is totally how many hours I did. I'm sure that happens as well. I'm still being really good because I'm new in this job. So I'm like doing the right thing. But I can imagine down the track that it's going to get to that point where I'm like, oh my God, you know, doing this is really horrible. So look, Tell us, though, you know, what menial tasks do you hate the most in your job, you know? And sort of, would you give up a pay rise to do a job that was more meaningful? You know, would you take a pay cut to go into a job that actually meant more to you? I know that you guys have got some stories about this too, Cam and Rach. So 0427JOY949, or you can email onair@joy.org.au. Here on The Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam.
Big personalities for those with big appetites. It's Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam.
Now, we are talking about, you know, I guess menial tasks and having work that's more meaningful, because there was a survey done by ServiceNow about Australians wanting to do, you know, more work that matters to them rather than spending time doing really boring things. I'm talking like dealing with IT or like doing expenses or invoices or finances or dealing with facilities and stuff like that. Stuff that just absolutely drains you if you're in an office job. I can hear you rolling your eyes because this is stuff that's awful. But I mean, you guys as well have change careers, you know, to find something that you actually prefer and love to do rather than dealing with sort of boring workplace stuff, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So prior to, so I do hair and makeup now, and radio, obviously, but don't get paid for this. but prior, I actually did have an office job. I was one of those people who worked at a desk around other people working at desks.
That's how it works.
I hated it. So I came from the role that I had in Sydney. I really enjoyed it. It was quite creative. I did have to do the mundane tasks. But then when they moved me to Melbourne, they changed my contract and I ended up doing a lot more data, and we literally would have meetings to organise having meetings. And it was just a whole lot of BS. And it was frustrating, and it wasn't something that sparked joy. So I just resigned and I went, do you know what? I studied makeup. I spent a lot of money on studying makeup. I don't have a specific job to go into, but I'm going to leave this job that makes me miserable. I was so unhappy. And as soon as I left that and I was like, you know, spent all my time that I would have spent data entering into actually finding work that gave me purpose in life. And I'm like a bajillion times happier as a human not doing those jobs.
And that makes sense. And I mean, in terms of, you know, people saying they would go, you know, 69% would go without a whole day without coffee rather than dealing with a complex HR process. I can't imagine going without a coffee in my day, to be honest. But I mean, that's one thing. You know, you'd rather sit in a waiting room without your phone rather than scrambling to find a meeting room.
Oh, I don't know about that. Well, I'm very good at organising things, so organising a meeting room wouldn't really throw me, but sitting in a waiting room.
When all the rooms are booked, though, trying to find a meeting room, that's the thing. 58% said they'd rather sit in a waiting room without their phone, which to me sounds like some sort of purgatory or even hell.
That's hell.
Yeah.
So, but it just goes to show how much people really hate these boring tasks. And I know we're going to talk to you, Cam, shortly, because I know that you also had a career change recently to find a job that had more meaning. So 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. And I guess tell us, would you give up a coffee a day so you could avoid a menial task like dealing with HR or finding a meeting room? Or, you know, what tasks do you hate the most in your day-to-day job that you would get rid of if you had the choice? So let us know here on Big Breakfast on Joy.
Still feeling the effects of the weekend?
Aww.
Get some Big Breakfast in ya. It's Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam.
17 minutes to 9 here on The Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam. And we're talking about, you know, menial tasks in your day-to-day job and how some boring admin bits and pieces like dealing with IT or doing like timesheets and stuff like that can really be just the absolute worst.
Yeah, and how some people would choose to maybe take a salary cut if it meant that they were doing a job that actually meant something to them, had a connection to.
Yeah, we've had some messages in about this as well. So Rob from Footscray said the thing they hate the most about their job is dealing with IT.
Yep.
And that's fair. I mean, I feel bad. Anyone that works in IT, I'm sorry. But dealing with IT sometimes can be the most draining task.
I think the reality is for IT to work, they need a certain structure in place. And unfortunately, that structure then clashes with the people that need them the most.
Exactly. I also had Mark from Preston who left a management role to go back on the phones and talk to customers because he hated admin work so much.
Yeah, see.
I mean, that's literally taking a role below management just to get away from those menial crap tasks.
We've also had a message in from Jack. I'm in the process of leaving my office job to go work in a cafe just because I'm over call center customer service work.
And workplace politics doesn't help either.
Yeah, so a completely opposite side to that conversation.
Well, yeah, and I mean, I guess even workplace politics and stuff like that, like dealing with other people in that way, it can really sour your job and make it really kind of...
Yeah, politics can play a huge part in it.
Now, Cam, you recently took a new role, and I've enjoyed watching you on your journey for this as well.
Because mine was like a long burn to get there that
tell us.
So I previously was working in customer service, basically a head of a customer service of a team of one. It was me handling an entire website's customer service.
Oh, you.
And it's a great company, and I loved working for them, but the reality was that the work piled up, and it wasn't anything that I was enjoying. I wasn't, you know, turning up to work and being thrilled by it. And, you know, I was getting stressed out, but I didn't want to leave because I loved the company. But, you know, it was affecting me in a big way. And so I've now moved over to a new role where I'm now in charge of the visual merchandising for the company. So I get to go out and make stores look beautiful. And visual merchandising is something I've always just had a bit of an eye for and something I've always loved. I've always loved it. But the reality with this one was right now we're still a little small. We only have about three with four stores opening soon. And so the role was actually one day less a week than what I was doing now. It was a slight pay rise, but it was a significant pay cut because I wasn't working full-time anymore. I was essentially going back to part-time. I ended up having to make the decision that my sanity and my joy meant more to me than the kind of very comfortable life I've been living. Like, the reality is I live above my means, probably, in terms of, like, I do just spend money and I could definitely cut back.
Yeah.
And so I made the decision that I wanted to be happy more than anything. And I'm sure everyone that knows me can attest to the fact that the Cameron I was this time last year versus the Cameron I am now, I am not stressed. I have way more joy in my life on a daily basis. I get up and I like going to work is just, I love it.
There were days when I'd message you and I could just tell you were down. You'd message back and I would be like, he's having a bad day. I just knew. I knew what you were going through and how much that can be a struggle. And you're right. It is much better to see you in a happier place with that. And, you know, Rach, you mentioned before about, you know, this sort of survey that ServiceNow did and, like, tying it with mental health and stuff like that. In that same survey, 36% of people said they felt unmotivated by these tasks. 37% felt bored. 36% felt like they're wasting their time. And 27% felt like they aren't living up to their potential. Yep. That's more than a quarter of the country saying they feel like they're not living up to their own personal potential and what they could do.
Yeah.
Of course.
They're being held back by the definitely felt that. Tasks.
Yeah.
That's sad.
I think it was quite interesting because at the exact same time, Rowan, my husband, there's my one for the episode.
Hey, ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding. He also changed jobs out of hospitality management into something that's more IT-based. And both of us, it happened at the same time, and our house is suddenly, the pressure has lifted off of our shoulders and there's just so much joy and, like, kindness in our house when it used to just be stressed and tired and moody.
Here's my question. Do you think it is the role it is itself, or do you think it's the company and how they structure their roles that actually changes the way that people, like, perceive all of these things? Because, you know, companies like, just using Google, for example, because they were the first ones who really made, like, a big difference.
Sure.
In terms of, like, the way that they have their office and it being, you know, a fun environment and that sort of thing. Do you think that that is, like, a game changer, is actually the company and how they...
Yeah, I think it can definitely be part of it. It's that thing that you see in a lot of startup companies where they start up and they have a lot of this kind of really good engagement stuff going on because they've done all the kind of research that says people are more engaged in a workplace they actually enjoy being in.
Yeah.
Around my husband, there's a robot that goes around and serves champagne.
Oh. Can I get one of those in my workplace?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. They have, like, an outdoor garden. They've got a cafe inside because it's like 10 businesses all in the same office.
Right.
There's an outdoor garden. There's a cafe. There's a ping pong area. There's a golfing putting green.
Wow.
And yeah, there's this robot, which is one of the companies is working on, that just goes around. It's got a smiley face. It's like, would you like a drink?
Yes, always.
It's phenomenal.
That's amazing. I think some of that, of course, makes the workplace more fun. I think if we can try and find ways to automate and get rid of some of these crap tasks, that's obviously going to help a lot.
We've actually just had a message in.
Oh, right.
Yes, it's from Rowan, my husband.
Yay.
And he says, three strikes. Come on, you've said three strikes in 2 minutes.
He says, it's the company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
that's fair.
As we evolve as humans with technology and stuff, I think companies need to find ways to, you know, get rid of these crap tasks so we can focus on the stuff that we actually studied for and that we are passionate for.
And I think that's proven the fact that, like, even in the job that I was stressed out before, I loved the company so much, so I didn't want to just run and leave the company. I wanted to stay in the company and find something in the company that worked for me, and I did.
Yeah. I think working from the inside, that's a good way.
Hmm.
You know, don't just leave. You can try and find change.
Make
maybe.
Your own role.
Oh, God. Not everyone can do that, Cam. Yeah. If you're on the phones, you can't make your own role.
I just demanded mine.
And you got it.
And I got it.
And that, my friends, is how you be fabulous.
Yeah.
That's right. That's the key to being fabulous, yeah. Right there. Here on the Big Breakfast on Joy with Luke Rach and Cam.
This has been a Joycast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and Stitcher.